Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Right, Stephen, should we do this?
That's how I feel.
Don't. I'm in a really, really coiled mood.
Let's uncoil you. Should we uncoil you?
Oh, man, my melons have been well and truly twisted.
I thought you liked that, though.
Well, you know, to a point, but there's a snapping point. Oh. Right, let's do a podcast. It'll cheer me up.
Let's do it. So, this is Let's Talk About The Husband with me, Stephen Bailey.
And me, Zoe Lyons. This is the podcast where we cast a cultural eye over all things pop culture. It finally makes sense, I think, our intro.
Do you think? I think we've just said it so much, you've convinced yourself.
Yeah, I've made a lie true.
Oh my God.
How are you, Stephen? Let's start with that. Let's do the self-care bit.
Should we do the niceties?
Yeah, I'm supposed to take an interest in you. Go on.
Oh, God. I feel... everyone is getting on my tits, to be honest.
Yeah.
How about you? Everyone getting on your tits?
Everybody's having a go on my tits as well, you know.
And not in the way you like.
Not in the way I like. Not in the way I like. I like a gentle finger thumb drumming on the old nipples.
A little tweak or a little throb. A tap. Yeah.
Somebody taught me that actually to tap your. Well, I think you're supposed to tap your chest, not your breast. But you know, hey ho. If you're feeling a little bit ungrounded and you want to center yourself, tap your chest.
Tap your chest.
God. So I've taken that technique and adjusted it to my own needs. And what I do is just sort of rumble a nipple. I just give it a little rub. And it grounds me and brings me back into myself. Yeah.
I don't know if I want to twist my nipples to get grounded. I really don't.
Just have a little tap on your nipples. Do it now. You'll feel better. Just go on. Give them a gentle
drumming. It's making me feel worse because now I can feel what my boobs feel like and how much work I need to do.
They're pecs. You've got pecs.
They're not. They're boobs. They're breasts. My friend told me this about tapping. Like you tap your forehead like this.
Right.
And then you go like this.
So it's a double tap.
There you go like this. Double tap under the eyes. And that's supposed to be good for anxiety. But I tell you, I feel like everyone is losing their shit. They're rude in the supermarket. They're rude on the tube. They're rude in the theatre. They're rude on the way to the theatre. There's this strange
energy
thing, you know? Yeah, where it's like people are like mad at you for existing.
Yeah. You exist in the wrong way.
Yeah.
Stop existing in the wrong way in my line of vision. That's how it feels, isn't it?
And people are really taking things personally as well. So, like, if you want to question something or find something out or take a new way of doing things and you just ask a question, people get very on the defense. But I am so tired. I went to meet my gays yesterday and they were like, you're ready to flip, and I was like, I really am.
Mm-hmm.
And driving.
What do you think you need at this point? What do you need in your life?
If someone could give me some money, I would I think I need a year off.
A year? Okay.
Yeah, I think I need a year off.
Okay, a whole year. And what would you do with your year? I'm guessing not voluntary work. I don't mean that in a nasty way. I'm just guessing not voluntary work. Am I right?
No, you're right. You are right.
I am right.
I'd like to say you're wrong, but you're not.
No, I'm not.
I just want to go and sit by a pool with cheese and ham toasties and a bit of heat and no one pecking my head.
So hang on. Your poolside snack of choice is a cheese and ham toastie.
What's
yours? Isn't that very crummy for a pool?
It's gorgeous. It makes
That's
me
too
so
crummy
happy.
For a pool. No, because I tell you what will happen there. Cheese and ham toasty, lot of crummage, wet surface round a pool, and you'll end up with like a doughy floor. You've got that all wrong, mate. You need something that knows what it is, like an olive.
No!
An olive has got, yeah, an olive's got a strong boundary. Yeah, an olive's got a strong boundary.
If
or
I'm...
an apple.
No, if I'm depressed and just want to relax and just want to switch off and read me book, I don't want an olive. It's going to make me more depressed.
Do you think?
Well, yes, I know.
I'm an admirer of olives because they know where they begin and end and they don't leave any crumbs.
Do you just sit and snack on olives?
I'll have maybe two. I snack on nuts and I know that sounds ironic, but it's true.
Do you?
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, I'm like a hunter-gatherer. I very much live like a caveman, Stephen.
Or a squirrel.
It's either nuts or berries. So, okay, this leads in perfectly to what we're going to be talking about today, because you want to escape for up to a year somewhere different where nobody can bother you, yes?
Yeah, yeah.
I like to hunter-gather with my nuts and berries.
Yeah.
So we would be perfect for the show that has just started again on ITV. I'm a celebrity, get me out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we need.
Well, first of all, do you know how well it's done? People must really love this show. It got 10 million viewers.
Last night? Yeah. First night?
On its at its peak, they say. At its peak,
10 million is a lot these days on a terrestrial television channel. That is a lot of eyeballs. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you think they all tuned in because they expected a certain ex-health secretary to be making his appearance last night?
I do. I think people thought, the drilling started next door. Guys, we're going to just have to work through it as a family.
We're going to have to breathe through it. Tap your nipples.
Starts at 1 minute past eight in the morning. No wonder. I need a year off.
Yeah.
But, I think we all thought he was going to go in. Now, let me tell you something, what I thought about it, right? I'm just going to comb my hair, my pen. I thought that challenge they always do, the walk the plank challenge.
Yeah.
Is so boring to watch. But because it's I'm a Celebrity, we somehow let them get away with it. But it's very boring.
See, you say boring. I say borderline terrifying.
No, do you know, I couldn't have done it, mate. If I ever get offered, I'm going to say I'm scared of water, so they put you on the boat.
Oh, okay. That's clever. So you tell them something you're not scared of to get given that challenge.
Yeah.
Okay, test you. Okay.
Because there's no way. But to be fair with that one, I thought, oh, my God. I thought, I don't even know where to begin, really, with this conversation. But I thought I could have got to the edge of the plank.
Yeah.
And then I thought that might be when I back out. But then they take the rest of the drawbridge away.
Yeah, that's isolating and anxiety-inducing, isn't it?
I was physically shaking, sat on the sofa.
Yeah. That is isolating. Right. Yeah. Yeah. I wouldn't have been brilliant at that. No, I would have panicked. Yes, I think I could have got out to that little platformy bit, but you're right. When the drawbridge bit comes back, you go, there is no coming back from this now. I am out here. Or just do what Babatunde did and just not do it.
Not do it. And also, what I really thought was when they did the drop made me feel better because I was like, I was scared it was going to be like bungee vibes. Like, you're just going to, they only dropped a little bit. They only, was very, oh my God, it's sending a shiver down me now. But it's also winter.
It's also winter. That's another reason to do it. You get to go to Australia.
Yeah.
Nice bit of warmth. A little bit of warmth.
So, what did we think? About everything. Housemates, whatever they're called, campmates.
It seemed to have quite a nice vibe to it, this cast. I thought they all seemed quite jolly and quite nice. I thought, actually, it wouldn't be a horror show being stuck in that lot. Because some years you've gone, hey, this will last 3 minutes before I have to.
Well, I think that person's due to arrive.
Yeah. It's going to be very interesting. What I can't wait to witness is the Boy George Matt Hancock
confrontation.
Yeah, let's be honest. I think that one will be quite interesting. Boy George is a big booking for them as well.
Huge booking.
Huge.
People are mad about that, though. Have you seen it?
Why?
I don't know. Apparently he was arrested a few years ago or something.
There was some sort of incident, yes, yeah. Whereby he retained somebody, I believe, in his flat and was arrested for that. So are they suggesting that as a result of that...
He shouldn't have been booked.
But then, you know what?
It's one of those, though. This is the thing with these bookings. You can't bloody win. I looked at the press this morning and it was like exactly what we spoke about when I did Unbreakable, where... It was like, who are they? Never heard of them. Shit cast. Only heard of Boy George and Eileen from Coronation Street. Like, you can bloody win. But it's but Hollyoaks is a very popular show. So arguably, Owen, like, you might just not watch Hollyoaks. But it's a very popular show that's been around for years.
Yeah.
So to some people, Owen is a great name.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. You can't win. And the thing is... You know,
this is what annoys me about people, what we're talking about at the start. You can't win with bloody people at the minute.
You can't win with people. I've had an issue with people this week. I'm done with people. Yeah, I'm going to... I wouldn't mind a little spell in the jungle right now, just away from people. I'd be away from people. And if I could do this show on my own, then I might be interested. But then that's less of I'm a Celebrity, get me out of here, and just sort of just a mad... middle-aged lesbian trapped in a jungle on her own.
Well, not that long ago, Channel 5 did do a show called Celebrity Isolation. You would have been great at that.
Did they?
Yeah. So it was, I think it was hosted by George Lamb, and I can't remember who the celebrities were, but they just got put into isolation for as long as they could last.
Oh, I'd still be in there.
Yeah.
I'd still be it. The production would have packed up. The cameras would have been put back in their flight cases. I'd be still in there, just sort of rocking away gently, full beard, clothes in tatters, quite happy. The thing is, Stephen, when you've got as many voices in my head as I do, you're very rarely alone. So I'm all right in a situation like that.
Yeah, me, but I'm torn between two, like... I like to be social and be around people, but one, I like to be around people of my choice, my choosing.
Yeah, it's hard when you've got a crowd thrust upon you. Yeah,
100%. But also, it's like, but I also do like to just go and sit on my own. Don't talk to me. Don't breathe near me. Do not bother me.
Yeah. Leave me alone. So this is interesting. So people are having a bash because Boy George was arrested a few years back. But the thing is, you see, we've all got shit in our past. We've all got skeletons, some of them still with meat on, in our closets. Every single person has that. And actually, you know, people do things that they regret. People do things that they are now... sorry about, and I think to be able to have an opportunity to hear their stories and their side of things is an interesting thing, you know. Everybody's got something. What would be the dirt they dig up on you, Stephen?
Well, this is where I disagree with you. I don't know how I feel about if Boy George should be in the jungle or not, because I quite like Boy George, but at the same time, I didn't know about this situation until, like, it was all debated this week. But I feel like, because you know Boy George, we have a connection here. Boy George lived with Dorit and PK from The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills for a little bit. So that's why I was excited to have Boy George in the jungle.
Did he? He lived, oh God, yeah. Yeah,
season 7, check it out.
Right.
But this is how I feel. This is what I was saying to someone yesterday, actually, was going... Sometimes, as an up-and-coming, delightful comedian who the world is yet to discover, sometimes I feel a bit like, why do these people get second and third and fourth chances? And some of us don't even get one. Because I don't think I have anything in the closet that would come out. The only thing that was in the closet was me, but I came out of that like 20 years ago.
Are you saying
maybe
closet?
Longer. Why, what's the... How do you say it?
Closet.
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 How do you say it?
Closet.
Closet. Closet.
Oh, well,
I don't know anymore.
Closet.
I don't know. Is that an American way I'm saying a closet?
No, I don't think even American. I think Americans say closet.
No. I came out of the closet. No, I do
no,
say it
closet.
Like that.
No, I am sorry. Yeah. You've got that all wrong.
Listen, you're a sicko who does weird things with Yorkshire puddings. You don't get a say.
I think you'll have to come out of the wardrobe, babe, because you can't even say closet. You're the only closet. Gay that's come out of the wardrobe. That's it. You're like... you're like a Narnia gay.
Oh my
You've had
God.
To come out of a wardrobe. Yeah.
Closet. That's how you pronounce it.
Closet.
Paul, how do you... Producer Paul, how do you pronounce it?
Definitely closet.
Closet!
Yeah, closet. That's what I'm saying.
A closet is something very different.
Well, what's a closet?
A closet is a spot that's got sort of like a zip effect. It's a claw zip.
Closet. A zip with a spot with a contract.
Yeah, that's it. That's a spot with a contract. I'm not going to
oh
burst till Wednesday.
God.
Well, who knew this about you, Stephen? You can't say closet.
Closet. I came out of the closet.
A homosexual who can't say closet. Wow. I don't even think that. I think that doesn't even make you gay anymore.
Wow. I think you're bad for queer rights.
Probably.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be the first person to say that this week. Just by existing, I seem to be bad.
Yeah. I know anyway, where to hit you this week.
Don't get me started. So, okay. Yeah. So you don't think he should be gay? You see,
I don't mind him going in.
Yeah.
But just in answer to your question, which was what skeletons would be in my closet, then I don't think I have any.
Okay.
I don't think I have any that would come out. And that's what annoys me sometimes. Be like, there's no allegations against me, touch wood. So let's give me a job.
Okay.
Why? What allegations do you have against you?
Well, not very many. But you see, the thing is...
give me your top three.
Top three. nothing really. Nothing.
Why can't we have a go?
Well, okay, maybe we haven't had a go because we're not interesting enough, because we don't have stuff in our closets.
I am very interesting. I just have never locked someone up, and I have never taken the piss out of the general public as I was leading them through a global crisis.
Okay.
That's all I've not done.
Okay, well then if we want to get on next year's series of I'm a Celebrity to Get Me Out of Here, can I suggest that we have something in our closets that can be pulled out at a later date? I'm thinking low-level fraud.
Maybe.
Yeah. Think of a crime that you could do that isn't so bad, but it would, you know, it would just make you, I'm going to say, a little bit more interesting than you are, Stephen. Something
well, why
to
don't
add
I
to
become
your personality?
Like, why don't I become a vigilante then and, like, stop, you know, bad people in the street or something?
Like Batman?
Yeah.
Hmm.
That would add to my layers.
Okay, well, okay, let's get you on this show. I think maybe... Could you do some voluntary work? Could you get involved with sort of three-legged donkeys in
a
sanctuary?
I used to sponsor a donkey called Truffle. And it would send me a postcard every fucking Christmas. I've done my bits. Why are you laughing at Truffle? Why are you laughing?
Where was Truffle based?
In Blackpool.
Oh, an ex-beach donkey.
Yeah.
Little straw hat on. What I want to know is how did Truffle hold a pen? That's tricky for a donkey, isn't it?
It was typed.
Oh, it was typed. Oh, fair enough. Smashed out with its hooves. Yeah. And then, so you say you used to sponsor Truffle. What happened? Yes. You just became really mean and sort of withdrew the financial support from Truffle so they could no longer go to university and better themselves. What happened there?
Truffle stopped writing.
Oh!
I got ghosted by a donkey.
You got ghosted by a donkey. Okay.
Oh my God.
Even a donkey stopped returning your calls.
That's a donkey. It's really sad.
That's very tragic. Very tragic.
See, I've not committed any crime and I'm already more interesting than half of the cast.
You've been ghosted by a donkey.
Exactly. What a conversation. Yeah. I could make friends with a wallaby.
Is that what you talk about around the campfire then? When they're all like, well, I've done this and I've done that. And you're like, guys.
Actually, I'm
a donkey
a real...
that no longer sends me postcards.
You, donkeyophobic. I feel like... I tell you the other thing I was really noticed last night, by the way, because I would talk about that. And I think I would talk about, like, relationships and pum-pum and things like that. And the other... Oh, look at the rain. And the other thing I was thinking about was... Mm-hmm. Do you know when they, like, got dropped, Charlene and Jill, is it?
Jill Galeaness? Yeah.
When they got dropped, neither of them swore.
No, are they not allowed to?
But you could say that on normal telly. Please don't swear. We're not a show that you swear on.
Yeah.
When you are plummeting to your doom, you can't help if a foot comes out.
Oh, no, definitely a foot would come out. And probably, in my case, quite a lot of piss.
Yeah. The poor Australians on the street would be like, it never rains here.
Yeah. I thought we were in drought. What's happening? Oh, my God, I'm up to my ankles and this stuff.
Oh, God.
Okay, have you ever been to Australia?
No. Have you? You have?
Many times. Many times.
To the Festival of Comedy?
I have done the Festival of Comedy in Australia, and I have also backpacked and worked in Australia.
What did you work doing?
First of all, well, I started off in Sydney, and I worked in a Mexican restaurant in Sydney. That had on its menu, I'm sure I've told you this, kangaroo fajitas. That was the special.
You have told us that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then I worked at a banana farm further up. Yeah. In Queensland. Yeah. Yeah. And I bought a van. My girlfriend at the time and I bought a van. It was such a cool van, Stephen.
You're so on brand right now.
Oh,
for
it was such a cool van. It had a 5-litre engine. So it kind of went... It was huge. It had in the front... now, this really tickles my...
Pickles.
Tassels, yeah. It had a bench seat. Do you know what I mean by a bench seat in the front? So just one seat.
So you could all just sit together and squeeze in.
Yeah, it felt very 1970s Americano. That's how
very
it felt.
Very Scooby-Doo.
It felt really Scooby-Doo. It was an automatic, but the automatic shift was on the steering column. So it was one of those. Oh, I love that van. I absolutely loved it. We put a bed in the back and we drove around Australia in it. At one point, the steering chassis went and we had to drive at right angles for about 3,000 miles. But I loved it. Absolutely loved it.
How long did you live in Australia for?
10 months.
Oh, why not just do a year?
We got a bit bored towards the end. We were supposed to do a year and we went, should we go somewhere else? We went to Fiji.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
It's like eat, pray, love.
Isn't it? Yeah. We went to Fiji and then we flew to the States and then ended up in New York. So, yeah, we had a rare old time.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I love Australian landscapes are absolutely beautiful. They're stunning. It's just the wildlife is just ridiculous.
And is it really always sunny?
No.
Did you get caught in a monsoon?
Have I been caught in a monsoon in Australia? Well, when I worked at the banana farm up in Queensland, that's...
When you say banana farm, it's really making me laugh.
When I worked at the banana farm in Queensland, it rained a lot because it's quite tropical. It rained a lot. It was very humid, very wet, and really deeply unpleasant.
Oh,
I had
God.
So many mosquito bites at one point. I just looked like a braille copy of the Bible.
And was your girlfriend at the time someone you'd met in the UK and took over with you, or was it someone you claimed while you were over in Australia?
No, I took my own, BYO.
Nice.
Yeah, I took my own. I can't ever imagine living in Australia. I do like it, but it is just, it's when you sort of realise how far away you are from everything else. That's it. Yeah,
that's what's always put me off. Is there's no, like, you can't just get home.
Pop. You can't pop anywhere.
Yeah.
You can maybe sort of, I mean, it's a big pop, but you pop to sort of Bali or New Zealand, but that's as much popping as you can do. Whereas over here, we're so lucky, you know, you can pop to Brussels if you wanted, a mule and a strong beer. You can pop. You know me, I'm always popping over to Brussels for a mule and a Trappist beer.
I'm popping to Paris next week.
You see, that's lovely. That's a pop, isn't it? You can't pop. The only way
2 hours,
you can pop,
babe.
The closest place probably to pop to, it was if you're in Darwin, is Papua New Guinea. And I don't really want to pop to Papua New Guinea. I'm not, you know, it's not.
No, I thought Papua New Guinea was a drink. Do you know that green drink?
Are you thinking of creme de menthe?
I don't know. Clearly not thinking what you're thinking.
No, Papua New Guinea. Oh, we only crack it open at Christmas. Nana loves a Papua New Guinea on the rocks.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you remember last year? She got absolutely legless on a pint of Papua New Guinea. So, you've never been to Australia. Have you ever encountered a snake? You know what I mean. Don't be cheeky. Don't pull that face at me. I can see you. You are so cheap. Get back in your closet.
I've charmed a few snakes.
I bet you have.
I'm sorry, I've charmed a smooth. Just smoking my pen.
Yeah.
No, I've never been near a snake. There's so many things that the jungle would not be great for me about.
How are you? Good, like, how are you with spiders?
Not good. Not good. I have to get rich to get them.
Really?
Yeah,
I don't
just
mind spiders.
Why?
I don't mind a spider. I'm fine with a spider.
My issue is like, I don't want to flush them or kill them. I like to get them outside so they can live. They can live, Zoe.
Yeah.
But that means you have to hold them longer. So Rich has to deal with it.
Yeah, I can pick them up with my hands and put them outside.
No. So from what we saw last night on, well, depending when we put this out, what we saw in the first episode of I'm a Celebrity was, I'll tell you what I could deal with, the sunshine, the champagne and the nice outfits at the start.
That's just the first 10 minutes. That's it.
Yeah, that's, I'd be great at. Okay. I'd be great at meeting new people and being social and be like, oh my God, it's Boy George. Oh my God, it's Sue from, it's Eileen from Coronation Street. I'd be good at that.
You would be an excellent addition to a crew in there because you would be the charming glue that held everybody together.
Oh my God.
You would be very good at that. I wouldn't. That would be your skill. That's your
I am good at that. I am good at that is my skill. I unite nations. I should be in charge.
You're the Banky Moon of celebrity television.
Thank you so much. On the flip side of that, though, there was just not an option. Like, I'd be the one. They might like me, but when I start not winning stars, I would fuck them off.
Right.
Because I was watching last night and I was like, which of these could do? And the only one I thought I could do was the one Boy George and Scarlett did, where they literally were on the yacht having a meal and then they had to row to the isolation island bit. I could do that bit, rowing a boat.
I could row a boat, yeah.
But the options being like flung out of a helicopter, no fucking way. Olivia Atwood and Chris Moyles, good for them. Good for them. No fucking way. The most I could do is, like I said earlier, maybe get to the end of the plank with Charlene. Maybe.
On your knees.
On your knees. But for me, in order of preference, it would be row the boat with Boy George to the isolation island or do what Sue, Owen and Mike did, which was I could maybe get a bit dirty and get the code. I would have preferred Sue's, you know, where you're just putting your hand in and grabbing fish eyes. I would have preferred that.
Okay, yeah.
Because in my head I would have gone, they're not really fish eyes.
But they were fish eyes.
No, but in my head I go, I don't know you might have to get through it with realism. I would not get through it. I'd be like, it's Zac Efron's testicles. It's Zac Efron's testicles. It's Zac Efron's testicles.
Oh. Oh, now every time I see Zac Efron, I'm going to think of fisheye testicles.
Yeah.
Well, you've ruined that for me. Thanks, Stephen.
Well, that's how I keep you all away from him.
So what would you, how would you be eating disgusting things?
Well, can I be quite frank?
I think you are going to be. I've just said this and then I went, he's not going to have a problem with that, is he?
I don't like the idea of it.
But
I've had worse in my mouth.
I was going to say, you are literally the human dustbin when it comes to body
listeners,
parts.
Turn off now. I'll go for a wee now. I'm going to get graphic. But if you've ever met a guy on a night out, got some cheesy chips on the way home, blown him and swallowed, nothing's worse than that.
Oh, my God, Steven.
You've got sweaty balls banging against your chin. And the delivery is like, what arrives in your mouth after a night of sambuca, vodka, cheesy chips, maybe a bit of doner? It's not nice. It's not nice.
Okay, so you're well qualified.
So
you're well qualified.
Same question to you.
Oh, God. Well, Stephen, I don't know whether you've ever been on a night out.
Oh, no.
Had some buka, cheesy chips, and then blown someone you've ever...
It would be the texture for me, the texture.
Oh, where are we? Half an hour in and we've hit this.
Yep.
Absolute disgusting.
I think you'd be all right with it.
I've eaten a witchetty grub.
What's that?
Right, it's like a giant...
Is this on Harry Potter, that jelly thing they have?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't watched Harry Potter because I'm an adult. It's like a giant maggot, but it's got a head on it, like a sort of wood-eaty head. Like, it's got, like, teeth on one end.
Then you've basically done it. You've basically done the show.
Yeah, and he had to grab it by the teethy end... Like, grab the thing by the teethy end and then bite the other bit off. And actually, it wasn't
Were you paid
bad.
To do this?
No, it wasn't that bad. It was okay. It tasted a bit like a lychee.
And you did it by choice?
Yeah. People eat them. Yeah. It wasn't... Yeah. It was all right. I've eaten deep-fried crickets.
No, babe, this isn't... You've already done the show without getting the paycheck. You're really not right.
I ate deep-fried crickets in, I think, Malaysia. They were quite nice. I bought them at a food stall.
How much for?
Oh, like pence. I mean, they're very cheap. This is the thing about crickets and insects. This is what we need to be eating because they're packed full of protein and they're abundant and they're very low impact on the environment. And if you deep-fry them and stick a bit of salt on them, they're actually just like a crisp.
Ew.
Yeah, no, it's fine. We should all be eating more insects.
But then you think it's weird that I ate dick after a night out.
I think I prefer a cricket to dick. I've got to be honest. I think that's where my
leaning is. I'd rather have a dick.
No, I mean, cricket is just... You eat meat, don't you?
Well, not all meat. So I eat chicken... But not on a bone. Not on a bone.
Why not?
Too much effort.
Yeah.
I eat steak, but I don't really eat any other meat because I don't like the texture of lamb. That's what worries me about being in there. Textures. It's even like some dick. It's that you don't want a veiny one. You want a nice silky dick.
God. Oh, no.
You know?
Here again. This is so challenging for me at times.
Have you ever had a silky dick?
No.
Do you know what a silky dick is?
No. No.
Do you want to know what a silky dick is?
Oh.
Got a bit of sleep in my eye, but I did wash my face.
Oh, this is just sleep.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promoting for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable, too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Right, I'm going to sidestep. We're sidestepping this because I'm full on this conversation.
Okay, yeah.
Being with other people that you don't really know.
Yes.
For a couple of weeks. How are you with that? And we've already said you'd be the hostess with the mostess. You'd be there with your drinks trolley. You'd be making sure everybody's connected, talking to each other, having a jolly time, feeling included. But at the end of the day, you're having to eat with these bastards, sleep with these bastards, and poop and shower with these bastards. How are you with that?
My issue is it depends on the environment, because obviously with the jungle, like, if they have to poo in a bucket or whatever, that won't be all right for me. Like, I need a toilet. I don't even like going to a port-a-loo at a festival. So that I'd struggle with. But I think I'd be all right with... Everyone has to bring their strengths. Like, last night I noticed Mike lit the fire in that magic way.
Magic Mike? With his...
Magic Mike!
Is it Tindle lit the Kindle? Oh, come on, that's good.
Oh, come on, I'd book you just for that thing.
Hey, Tindle lit the Kindle.
Yeah, I wouldn't know how to do that.
Yes, you would.
No, I wouldn't. I don't even know what a Kindle is. Like, as far as I'm concerned, you read books off a Kindle.
Kindling is your little bits of wood and fluff and material that gets a fire going.
No, Kindling would you even is know how you start... read books on the tube.
Would you know how to sort of set a fire? Like, build it?
No. I wouldn't even know.
Can you light a fire in a fireplace?
No.
Stephen.
I can turn it on if it goes click, click, poof.
No, that's a gas fire. That's very different.
Yeah.
Very different.
No.
Okay.
I can light a stove.
Okay.
If it's like, if they give me the lighter that... You twist gas flame.
Yeah, but I don't think that's not exactly Bear Grylls level of survival, is it? Lighting your stove.
I just don't think... It's a very dated way of camping, because if you did go camping in the jungle, you'd take a bit of gas, wouldn't you?
I'd certainly take a lighter. I'd take a lighter.
Yeah. All this nonsense where they're trying to rub Kindle together.
Here's something I wanted to pick your brains about. Because I know you'll have some insider info on this, because
are
the oracle of all showbiz and celebrity information.
Go on, let me take my notes.
Now, Anton Deck actually made reference to this yesterday as well, about people doing it for the money, which I thought was quite funny. But the money varies hugely, doesn't it?
Varies very hugely, yes.
We both know that if we ever got offered the show, we would be the, I'm going to say, petty cash end of the sliding scale that is the money attributed to the celebrities who take part in the show.
Well, the thing I must say is, one, first of all, you are only away for 3 weeks, so it's a good fee no matter what you get.
Yeah.
Compared to... other things.
Yeah.
The other thing I will say, though, is I think what would be on my mind is going, because I agree, we're the petty,
petty cash.
We've got a bit left.
We've got a fiver left over and a couple of humbugs. Who can we get for that?
Any gays. Yeah. We've not booked any gays.
Who can we get for that?
Bailey. Yeah. Get Stephen Bailey. That's who I'd be. But then some of them are on six figures.
Six is quite a lot of figures, isn't it? Six figures, and some of those figures, the big figures. I mean, I heard the figure of 350,000 for one of them. Is that correct?
I also have heard that figure, and allegedly that is what one of them is receiving this series.
350,000?
Is what we are alleging, and we have come to believe, but is no way confirmed factually correct.
I mean,
that's how you cover your bum.
I'm not saying that I am a money-grabbing corporate.
Yes, you are. You are. I know you personally. You absolutely are.
But if somebody offered me 350,000, and I know there's more to life than money, Stephen. You know, there's, you know, I take a sort of slightly zen-like Buddhist approach to life. If Buddhists drove around in Porsches. But if somebody offered me £350,000 for 3 days' work, I would leap off a building without a harness, eating kangaroo dick whilst holding a rowing boat. I mean, I'd be there. I'd do anything. I'd be like, is there a silky dick? Give it, come on. We're in for a penny, in for a pound. 350,000 of them, to be frank. Yeah.
Do you know what's sad about it is in my head, it's like, I can just about dream that I'd be on the show, but it's like, there's no point in dreaming about that figure because that ain't coming to me.
That ain't coming to me.
But what is interesting is it's like, you could get that and get kicked out first.
Yeah, you still get your fee. You still get don't you?
You don't even have to do 3 weeks. Now, let's just talk about the politician in the library.
Right.
With his mistress, allegedly. How do you feel? Because this is what annoys me, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think it is a naughty booking.
Mm-hmm.
I think, but then I think about just people at home that are like, oh, this is great. We'll make sure he does all the trials. Bothered.
Mm.
He's not bothered.
Mm.
The best thing to do to him is ignore him. He's getting paid from one person, paid from another person, living his best life. And it's like, how quickly everyone forgets. It has really irked me.
Mm.
How do you feel?
Well, as you know, I have a little bit of experience of working with such people in that sort of environment.
Yeah.
And the thing that strikes me is the ease of conscience that some of them appear to have when it comes to doing extracurricular activities when you are a sitting member of parliament and you have been voted in for by people who trusted you to represent them in government, and you're fanning around in a jungle scenario. Fine if you're an ex-MP, I think. Fine, mm-hmm. Do what you want. You're no longer employed to do that job. However, to say that you are doing it to raise awareness of dyslexia, I think is the line, with a wider population. Surely there is no greater platform than being, I'm just saying, perhaps a health secretary, in which to bring greater discussion to that condition. And that's the job you're being paid for.
I mean, I just think it's shameful on so many parts. And I really hope that, because if he was in the jungle and I was in the jungle,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't just sit there and get on with him.
I know you wouldn't. Yeah.
I'd be like, excuse me, don't you have a job to be doing?
Yeah.
Because if anyone else, if I worked still at Sainsbury's and then I just popped off to do a Taekwondo day because that was my extracurricular activity and I didn't show up for my shift, I'd get fired.
You'd get fired from... You wouldn't have the job to go back to after your
And that is
salary.
What I don't understand.
Mm. I'm fascinated to see because this programme obviously has so much public interaction, which way it will go. And you're right. I wonder if people will just hammer down or whether, like you suggested, just ignore him, which is worse.
Just completely. But I feel like... But it's all these people that are like, this is a great booking for ITV. This is a... And it's like, are you mad? There's so many great bookings where it's like, to me, it just feels a bit fresh. Do you know when it's like, lives were lost under your decision making?
Yeah.
Whilst you were clearly mocking us. Like, come on. It just makes me really mad. It makes me really mad. Be like, everyone thinks the sweetest revenge is getting him to eat a kangaroo ball for allegedly £350,000. It's like, oh, the other way is if he really wanted to do it about his image and to raise awareness and do that. And because one of the other things he said is it's one of the best shows to reach people on because, like, the everyday person watches I'm a Celebrity, right?
Mm-hmm.
So say you're going in it to clean up your image or to reach the people. Why don't you show the people you care? Because you are getting paid from your job. And why don't you say, do you know what? I'm going to donate my fee to a food bank charity.
Mm-hmm.
Or not even all of it. Just because I think if someone went, do you know what? I'm going to donate half my fee to a food bank charity. At least it'd be a bit of where you go, oh, he's not fully scum. Whereas I just feel like he's taking the piss out of us. And so is everyone else, actually.
Yeah.
And Charlene White better go for him. Charlene White better go. Because I love Charlene and she's
articulate.
Are you
going to watch the rest of the series? You got to watch it.
My rule with Jungle is if I am home when it is on, I will watch it. But it's not. I don't do it how I do Strictly, which is I will go back and catch up.
Yes. Okay. So you dip in and dip out.
Yeah. Right. I think you can with Jungle.
I think you're right. Right.
Will you?
I'm going. I will dip in and dip out.
I know what you want to see.
Yeah. And I know what I want to see, but we can't talk about that either.
No.
No. Okay. We'll just have to leave it there.
So, who's your husband of the week, babe?
Well, okay. Since this is the topic of conversation, I've decided my husbands of the week are Anton Deck.
Anton Deck. I knew you were going to say that.
I'm going for... They can timeshare because they're very busy people anyway.
Yeah.
They're very, very busy people. I'll hardly see them. I think they'd be quite jolly to be around. I mean, when they're not in the jungle, they're picking up, you know, National Television Awards, so they're never there. We'd just sort of, you know, have the occasional lunch together and that would be quite nice and be quite, you know, and then when I'm bored with one, I just change over to the other. And I think it would probably take me 10 to 15 years of marriage to work out which one is Ant and which one is Deck.
Funny.
I have actually worked it out now. Ant is the one that looks like an ant.
Wait, what?
Ant is the one that looks like an ant, isn't it?
And Deck looks like a deck?
It looks like a garden. No, I don't... Doesn't Ant look like an ant?
I don't think either of
Who's
them look like
ants. Who's the one with the
like
big
ants?
Forehead? Who's got the bigger forehead?
Oh, that's Ant.
Yeah, it looks like an ant. Yeah, there you go.
Okay,
that's how I remember
fine.
It. Ant looks
take
like
it.
An ant.
Take
yeah.
It, take
if
it.
You stuck doobly boppers on that... Right, picture Ant, stick a pair of doobly boppers on it.
What's
that's
a
ant.
Doobly bopper? What
doobly
is a doobly
boppers,
bopper?
Doobly boppers.
Oh, my God.
That you wear it, you go to a hen party or something. You've worn doodly boppers. Yeah, and
I had a glass of rosé yesterday. I am not ready to hear the word doodly boppers. Mine is Owen.
Owen.
Yeah, the guy from Hollyoaks, because he just came in, he had enough buttons undone. He was showing, like, that nice breast, like, where it's just like, and I was like, and then he was in his vest later on, he's just like, he was just, like, moving his arms, and muscles were flexing everywhere. And then my favourite bit, though, was when he went, when Scarlett was arriving onto the boat, and Boy George went, "Oh, she's from a place in the sun." And Owen went, "Oh, really? Where?" And she, he went, "No, the TV show." Yeah, see? So.
Oh, yeah. Just the right number of buttons undone.
Yeah.
Yeah, lovely. And not a massive grip on reality.
No.
Okay, should we go and have a lie down? I mean, I don't mean together, that'd be weird, but we're nearly there, aren't we?
Let's do it. Guys, as always, thank you for listening. Hope you've enjoyed. Rate, subscribe, tell your friends, share our Instagram posts. Follow me at Stephen Comedy on Instagram. Follow Zoe Lyons at Zoe Lyons Comedy on Instagram. Let's get talking about the husband, the podcast, to each other. Also, tweet in. If there's anything you want us to talk about, we'll talk about it. Yeah. Even your goddamn husband.
Yeah, okay.
That's how you sell. Also, Zoe's on tour. She's not going to tell you. She is on tour.
Hey,
tickets are on sale now.
I'm on tour.
Yeah.
Next year.
She has me.
You did that
supporting
for me.
Her.
You did that for me last episode, Stephen. And I. Yeah. Do you know what? My sales shot up by two tickets. So, thank you. This is the sort of trajectory I've been enjoying for the last 20 years in the business. It's my career is like watching an arthritic snail with lead boots on trying to negotiate a staircase. It's you can't take your eyes off it. And then when you do for about a week, you can see it's moved very, 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 very slightly. So that's where I'm at. Thank you, Stephen.
Babe.
Thank you for doing that.
Thanks. What's your website, please?
Oh, my website. Do I have to do... Do people do the www bit anymore?
No.
Okay. Forget that then. It's zoelyons.co.uk. That's it. All in one.
He's frozen.
Who's frozen?
I thought you'd fallen asleep, Stephen. You'd frozen.
Oh... Did I freeze? I thought you'd frozen.
No, you're frozen. Should we do that little last line again? Can we edit that in, Paul?
Yeah, sure. It's quite funny anyway.
So my website, Stephen, thank you for asking. It's don't pretend to have frozen. You've not frozen. I can see you moving.
I know.
Oh, thank you for asking. Thank you for taking interest. My website, www. How many W's was that? That was too many W's.
W. Dot.
Do people just say all the W's?
No one ever really says it anymore.
What's
no one says it because we know. So you should just be like zoelyonscomedy.co.uk.
Oh, that sounds so much better. Well done.
Yeah.
Yeah, my website, thanks for asking, Stephen, is zoelyons. Oh, no. What is it? It's zoelyons.co.uk.
There you go.
That's where I'm at. Come and buy a ticket for my tour. I'm coming to a provincial town near you, to a sort of reasonably sized art centre. It'd be lovely to see
you. I've had my confirmed dates for you now, Zoe. I'm joining you in Halifax.
Oh, I'm
Selby, Chorley, Glasgow, Nottingham, Norwich, Darwin, Sale, Cheltenham and Brighton.
Yay! We're going to have a lot of fun.
If you don't bring me hot donuts in Brighton, you're a bad hove lesbian.
You know I always bring hot donuts to the yard. Thank you for listening.
Everyone.
See you next time. Bye. Get me out of here.
Oh, God.
A podcast from producer Paul.co.uk.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Made by darkhorsedigital.co.uk. Shooting, live streaming, and podcast production.